That's a new song I wrote. What do you
think? Wait, I know that song.
Yeah?
That's like Led Zepp you just did.
It's called Dida Dida.
No, it's with guitars making that same kind of sound.
Actually, I saw a band recently that was they were doing their it was a hard rock band, and they were doing their mic check. They're like, check, 1, 2.
Is that your mic tweaking out?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Even my mic doesn't like my impression of
I like nonprofits.
You like nonprofits?
Yes.
We're not a nonprofit.
I'm sitting straddling
nonprofits have board of directors.
We're a wannabe nonprofit. We're probably on our way to becoming a true nonprofit as opposed to being part of an umbrella group of nonprofits, right?
If the nonprofit were Petri dish, we would be Paramecium.
Really?
That's about as how organized we are.
Okay, good. Well, I just love it. I'm sitting in a squeaky chair. I have a mic that has been dented, like someone beat someone with it. And I'm talking, and I'm straddling the computer because for whatever reason, the mouse and keyboard are set up in such a way that I can't go back any farther. It's just a great Monday. And I was stuck on the subway for 30 minutes because the train in front of us was stuck.
You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Yeah, by the way, who are you? And who am I?
And who are you? And you're cool.
We're cool.
Oh, here's a little segment I'd like to call.
I'm Mark, by the way.
LA characters. This is John. So I had a little LA character experience before I came in this morning. Mm-hmm. I went to the 76 station, which, you know, there's
which
always a problem.
Now.
There's always a problem. You go to get anything and they have to look it up or they have to go find it or whatever. So I'm waiting because there's somebody in front of me.
Who has a problem.
Who has a problem. He's got a soda and a donut and something that is
barcode.
Too complicated. Yeah. So I'm standing there, I'm holding my cup of coffee, and there's a guy who comes up on the line behind me, well-dressed. He's got a suitcase on wheels, a cell phone hanging from like a necklace, and a 40 of Mickey's malt liquor. And he points at my coffee and starts making comments about vasoconstriction and capillaries and things like that, about the effects that caffeine has on the body. In a very polite, very like, oh, by the way, did you know that I'm apeshit nuts? And and so we start talking and you know, he's very personal and he's right about everything he's saying. He's talking about, like, you know, the way neurons work and how interesting it is that, you know, we can put things in our body that change our mood, the way we think about things.
Yes.
You know, and he was making comments about how, you know, alcohol does this and the other thing. And it was just a very peculiar thing. And then but it was a nice conversation. I'm like, well, you know, whatever works. You know, I try not to drink too much caffeine and go easy on the Mickeys. And he's like, so I finally get to the front of the one person line and and I buy my coffee and I said, well, nice, take care. It was nice talking to you. And he goes, I'm a macrobiologist who drinks Mickeys.
Great.
I said, well, it was nice to meet you. You have a nice day.
he didn't mention that he was drinking Mickey's. He just said he was a macrobiologist.
No.
And then you added that.
No. He said, by the way, I'm a macrobiologist, and I drink Mickey's.
He said that.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like an endorsement.
I guess
endorsed
so, right?
By macrobiologists.
Everywhere.
In gas stations throughout Los Angeles.
So I don't know. I don't know if that qualifies as a mad scientist finding. Or if he is grabbing
a
40 of malt liquor on his lunch break from the scientific bear warehouse basement down the street. I
don't know. I think he's probably in that moment he was a macrobiologist, but then when he left, he was someone else.
Interesting. Well, welcome to LA.
Yeah.
For those of you who are listening,
welcome
we
to
have
here,
tons
here,
of music to play for you,
which you probably care more about than John's travails at the gas station or mine in the subway.
I don't know. This coffee is good.
I haven't had coffee since I finished my fast.
I'm back on I hadn't been drinking coffee. I've been drinking only green tea because the caffeine makes me go wacky.
And you missed the wacky?
No, I can't get full consciousness anymore. So it was a long weekend. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah,
why don't we go to music?
I got a funny story, too, about my weekend, but let's go to music first. You want me to go or you want to go?
Why don't you go?
Okay. This is an artist we've played before, local LA artist, Monk Turner, which I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he is still going to be available for the Hear Hear event that we're doing for Kill Radio next month in April. We're doing one this month in March at Lost Souls, but I will tell you about that later.
Did you see a new flyer, by the way? Starsky finished the flyer. He sent it out this morning. I mean, last night.
Talked to him about it last night. I was at a club in Redondo Beach, and he called me on his cell phone. We're talking about it. That's so funny. I haven't seen it yet.
It's awesome.
All right. Well, let's get back to Mock Turner, because this guy, I want to treat him right, so he's able to be a part of this next month. And this song called Watch a Samba. And I have to admit, this song has been stuck in my head ever since I first heard
it's
it
a
about
name.
A month ago.
Watch a Samba.
So it's very catchy. So you're listening to killradio.org here, here with the artist Mock Turner with Watch a Samba. Here you go. Samba, samba, samba. Everyone has their samba. Watch a samba. Watch a samba tonight.
To fuck me for whatever she likes. No one can get used to this, and those who do get sick of it. Money made its enemies at best strangers. In front of the remote is more important. So I'm through a drawer of knives in the dark, and one day might learn that to understand everything is to forgive everything. And it's not that bad, you know, or maybe you really don't know. They work 80 hours a week and make $55 monthly. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic. They don't care about the people over there, paying the cost for people over here. TV says they're happy, so, and can't beat deals like that, you won't. You bought into what they sell, this is why the people fell. People fell, hell shit, the people, all the reason we're in hell. So don't wonder why I'd rather teach genocide and pray for a chemical that eats all your young and burn to a cinder, then spend money where it helps you richer. Picture me in luxury, subverting the majority, like all them MTV MCs, but that's not me, no, that's not me. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic. One death is a tragedy, but a million's a statistic.
Here, killradio.org. Welcome back. That was Michael Knott. Both those artists, Michael Knott and Mock Turner, have been artists who've submitted for to Kill Radio. They're both LA-based artists, so we are very thankful to play them. Michael Knott, that was a song called One Death. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Michael Knott, and Knott is spelled N-H-A-T. Normal spelling of Michael, if you must know.
Not the gay French spelling of Michael.
No, which is pronounced Michelle for whatever dumb reason. And then before that, Monk Turner with Watch a Samba. Again, LA-based. Keeping my fingers crossed he's still going to be available in April for the event that we're doing in April for Kill Radio and Hear Here. MySpace.com/Monk Turner. MONKTURNER. And if you want any of this information, any of this contact information from bands, want to find out more about them, you can always instant message us here at the station. We use AOL Instant Messenger and the handle Kill Radio Station.
Dude, we are drowning in a sea of submissions. It's insane.
We're drowning in a sea of information. Just like, it's like a 411 information kind of thing about music and stuff.
Yeah, we love it. We love it.
We do love it. We really do.
Speaking of us, Here is officially now podcasting.
Yay! So exciting.
To announce. So,
have we fixed the photo yet?
No. But but that will hopefully be fixed by tomorrow. All the information is good.
Yes.
And
I made my mom download iTunes. She never had iTunes on her computer.
Oh, really?
Made her download iTunes and then podcast immediately. And she doesn't know anything about it. I've opened up a whole world with her. She's going to be a podcasting fool.
Fantastic.
I know. I'm excited for her.
Next, she's going to have a MySpace page.
Probably.
I'm like, who is this woman flirting with me on MySpace?
Who is this hot mom?
So all you have to do, I think we have a link to it up either in our blog or on our page or something like that that you can click on, and that will take you.
But if you
to
also, if you
podcast.
Just go to,
or if you just go to iTunes,
iTunes
store
Music Store
and, then,
and you do a search for either Mark Caldwell or John Hirschfield,
yeah,
it comes up.
Which incidentally, you can also use to find my the podcast for Is Good.
See, it always comes back to Is Good. Thanks, John. Thanks.
Yeah,
can't talk
we
about
not,
it here.
Actually,
all by
it's funny because I'm like watching you organize this benefit, this Kill Radio benefit
right.
on March 18th,
right?
Through the lens of here, and you know, you did all the work for this one. I mean,
right.
you booked the bands and everything
that. Yeah.
And it's just funny watching you because I've been going through that with the Is Good Music Nights.
Right.
And it's nice to be involved with something where I'm not, you know, I don't have my hand like in every element
right.
of
no.
it. You know what I mean?
And I like that you're letting me just take the ball and run with it because I feel very comfortable handling it all.
Yeah. You're planning this as like a monthly event, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So far. I mean, I'm planning one in April and probably May too. I just see how it goes.
Well, you know?
When
you think about it, there's really nothing like it in LA because what you're talking about is a Sunday early evening,
right?
Laid back acoustic thing that's
right.
that's steady. That's every month. That's artists from LA,
right?
Who
and hopefully we'll also include artists that come into town,
right?
I'd love that to coincide properly.
And these are all artists who are participating in the indie scene just by
right.
submitting to Kill Radio,
right?
So yeah, let's go to more music. Because we have
okay.
tons to play. We
yes.
don't want to run out of time. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. This is an artist by the name of Angela. Wait, let me make sure I get it right. Angela Reed. It's from an album called Undertone. This is her long-awaited debut, according to the one sheet. Talking about some influences, as you'll probably hear in the music. Joni Mitchell, Annie DeFranco, maybe a little Jeff Buckley. So, yeah, it looks good. Check her out, myspace.com/AngelaReed, as well as AngelaReed.com. And here's a couple of tracks from her CD. Thanks for submitting to Here on killradio.org. you know, this recording.
Takes your hand and you believe it. You start to understand, too late to leave it. And when silence burns your heart, it don't feel warm. When you're calling, nothing, you've been misinformed, and you see it falling down. Feel. storm. When he's dancing like a lover, you've been misinformed.
Here, here.
Hello.
On killradio.org.
Who was that again, John?
That was Angela Reed.
Where's she from?
She is from Seattle, Washington. And you can check out angelareed.com as well as myspace.com/AngelaReed. Here's a little review on her one sheet. It says, "It's both rare and gratifying to find a writer this young with such a keen eye on the big picture. As if the world's weight were divided and meted out in lovely ounces of detail and color, this is the writing of a conscious soul." Wow, that's a really nice review. So the name of the album is Undertone, and we just listened to two tracks, Undertone and Burn. So thank you, Angela, for submitting your music to Hear Here on killradio.org. I am right now, putting you in the Kill Radio library for all the other DJs to go through and go, "Oh, what's this? I'll play this on my
show."
You
want some sort of trumpets to blow every time you say that. You think that's a big deal, don't you?
The Kill Radio Library. It's like a presidential library.
But made with Formica furniture. Formica base and
the George
particle
W.
board.
Bush Children's Book Library. Featuring my pet goat.
Yes, of course.
And these CDs. All right. Here, killradio.org. You send us your music. We play it. MySpace.com, HEAR_HERE.
Mm-hmm. I had to basically explain to someone about submitting. It's that you basically have a gun to our head.
Yes.
Basically have a gun to our head. We'll pretty much play it. We might not play all 9 tracks that you just sent me via YouSendIt.com, but I will for sure play at least 1, probably 2.
And let's remember that there was a time when you didn't want to play a track, and I had to physically coerce
yes.
you into doing it.
And it wasn't even that bad of a track. It was just irritating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know who you are.
I do, or the person does?
The artist.
No, the artist doesn't know at all. No.
So that's
can I tell
you
a funny
you
weekend story really quick before we go to music?
That's so okay. So Creed, you can stop submitting.
Shut up. You irritate Mark. No, so I went out with some friends on Saturday, got baked. First of all, in my area of East LA, they don't sell butter. No one buys butter. It's all margarine. I went to 5 liquor stores looking for butter. I went to, and all I got was margarine. I haven't had margarine since I lived at home.
And you can't, I don't think you can do it what worked. You're trying to do with margarine.
Oh,
you
it
can?
Worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got baked. 2-hour time delay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not 45 minutes like, as I'm used to. 2 hours. So I'm at this bar with some friends. Oh, before I met up with my friends, I hadn't eaten that much vegetables for the day. And I'm looking at my refrigerator and I have like an avocado and I have a head of cabbage. So I chopped up the head of cabbage. Oh, and I had some like weird radish sprouts. So I made this dumb salad with the whole head of cabbage. I ate a whole head of cabbage with this kind of soy sauce, garlic dressing. I eat it. Then we go to the bar. I'm drinking mineral water. I'm not even drinking beer. And I'm burping. And my burps are smelling like steamed vegetables from yesterday that you left out the night before and you forgot to throw them out.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
So I'm sitting there. And this bar, man, this Mexican bar called La Costeña. And, you know, everyone's there speaking Spanish. And the guy next to me here, I'm baked at this point. So I'm not really listening.
Doesn't that mean the peanut?
With my friends. And we're talking.
Oh, it's Costeña.
But then I'm starting to listen. And the guy next to me goes, in Spanish, he's going, dude, I think there's a gas leak. And I just burped. I just burped.
Oh, and so he thought his breath was...
Oh, my God. Wait, come here. Do you smell that? Oh, my God, there's a gas leak. I'm going... Oh.
It's coming from your face.
And then I burped again, and it was just like thermonuclear, just like... I think my head went back. And then I just waited. And he's like, has this crazy look in his eye. And he's kind of not right next to me, but kind of right next to me, about as far away as you are. Not this close, but that close. And he goes again. Goes, here it is. Come here. He's calling the waitresses over to come here and try to smell it. And I'm like, okay, we got to go, you guys. He's like, why? I go, I'll tell you later. So I told him outside. We were cry laughing because it was so bad.
You know, Tuesdays with Maury?
Yes.
I think I'm going to write a book, Mondays with Mark.
Mondays with Mark. There'll be some good material in there.
Yes, there will. Eventually.
I get 30%.
That's not what I heard. No.
No?
Nothing?
What?
I don't know. Let's go to music.
Okay.
Here, killradio.org. By the way, we've only mentioned it once so far. There's a fundraiser for Kill Radio
going on
that Here is sponsoring. Yep. March 18th.
Yep, Sunday.
At Lost Souls.
Cafe, downtown Los Angeles in the Old Bank District area of LA. It's on 4th Street between Spring and Main.
And there will be several bands playing.
Several.
Acoustically.
Yes. We're forcing them into an acoustic moment.
$5 suggested donation.
Correct. I'm going to list the bands. See if I can do it top of my head. The Nooch, Skylar Stone Street, Sarah Melson, Foreign Keys, Craig Lyons, The Renders, and Happy Hands, Happy Feet. Oh, that was good. I did it all.
And Prince, maybe. Prince, we're just waiting to hear back.
Yeah.
He's expressed some interest.
Some.
But not a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, he charges something like $150,000 an hour? Or no, maybe it's $1 million a day. No.
It works out in the end.
Yeah.
Did you think he sucked at the Super Bowl? I thought he was good.
I'm really not in a position to weigh in on the whether or not Prince sucked. Because
you didn't
it's
see
Prince. No, I saw it. I saw it. It was good.
Prince isn't my thing. But I see him as a really good musician. I see him as really talented. So for what he did, I thought it was really good, especially when you think the Super Bowl is such a...
He was better than the football game event.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the Super Bowl. I mean, for the Super Bowl, it's pretty kick-ass. We're going to music. I think it's my turn, isn't it? Yes, we're going to go to Surprise, Arizona. I still don't believe that's really the name of it, but I'm going to accept it.
Shocking. Oh, no, that's the next town over.
This is a band called Common Blood from Surprise, Arizona. MySpace.com/Common Blood. This track we're going to play is called Liberal Sustain. And we are ready to go. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Here. On killradio.org.
Meow.
We still have the meow thing. I like that.
It's stuck. That was Dixie Lizard. I think he's winning in most submissions
most frequently
to our show.
Submitted.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of multiple submissions.
He's out of Dothan, Alabama. Song called Cold Spirit Rising. MySpace.com/DixieLizard. And before that, again, was Common Blood out of Surprise, Arizona. MySpace.com/Common Blood.
From where?
I don't believe it. Song was called Liberal Sustain. So we got out of LA, we went to Arizona, and we went to Alabama.
All right, so we're just doing a little
we just gotta
southern
find some
tour.
Yeah, then we got to find some states that begin with the letter B. I don't think there is a state
I'm
that begins with the letter
I have
B,
here.
Is there?
This is from Oregon. No, I guess not. This was submitted to the old Robin Torres moniker. This is probably from one of your ancient Craigslist postings.
I never put Robin Torres, I put my name.
Oh, really?
Why are you always about blame? Why am I always perceiving that you're always about blame?
I don't know. You're usually wrong. All right. So you're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. Let's go back to music. We have so much to play. We don't know what to do with ourselves. We're giddy, like schoolgirls. Pure Country Gold.
Do you like my giddiness just then? Did you like that?
Was that a sigh?
That was an exhale of disbelief.
I think there's a gas leak in here. Pure Country Gold is Patrick Foss and Jake Welver. This comes to us from Empty Records in Oregon. And here's a few tracks from the CD that they sent in. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Do it! Do it! Thank you.
listening to here on killradio.org. That was Pure Country Gold. Check them out, myspace.com/purecountrygold. It comes to us from Empty Records in Oregon. And I love this picture they have on the sleeve.
Describe it for them, John. Describe it for our listening viewers, if you will.
It looks like an overweight African-American guy with a cowboy hat. What do you call it? Freaking on a girl in a dance situation, in a backdoor sort of way.
Which era?
Looks like maybe the 50s.
Oh, I sense 60s?
To take a look at the picture. How would you describe that?
Oh, that's present day.
Is it?
Yeah, her dress is totally 80s.
You realize we're not in the 80s, right?
Yeah, but she's still wearing it.
All right. Well, anyway, that's Pure Country Gold.
That's
awesome.
Great.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. This is Kill Radio's submission show. You send it. We play it. If you're not familiar with the show, you can go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE, and it has all the instructions you need on how to get airplay on Kill Radio. It's
how
insanely
to submit.
Easy.
Yes.
Basically, you send us music. And
we play it.
So how was your day?
Today?
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
Good. Went and saw my friend DJ at a club in Redondo Beach called Dragon. It's a house music club right on the pier, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I saw, on Friday, I went to El Cid. I saw Oliver Future, which is a band that I interviewed on Is Good on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And they were awesome.
I haven't been to El Cid in a long time.
So I just wanted to share that, which was nice. I'm taking a course in non sequiturs.
I think you're already a graduate, aren't you?
Yeah. By the way, I was listening to the show yesterday. And
this show?
I was listening to this show from the podcast.
Right.
To make sure the podcast was working and everything.
Sound quality is really good.
The part where we were doing awkward silences? That was hilarious.
I haven't heard it yet.
That was... I don't know if our listeners...
Why don't we talk about something we did at a previous show and talk about that and talk about how hilarious it was.
It's great. And tomorrow, you'll be listening to this show and talking about how hilarious
don't forget that funny moment
of the previous show.
Yeah, when I was talking about how I ate a whole head of cabbage. That was funny, huh, John? Remember that? John?
Yeah.
That was
you remember funny. That? You remember that movie with that guy?
Okay, when you submit to... when you submit to me, like MP3s, it's really important to like learn how to tag your MP3s. Because like I had to do some legwork to figure out if this band I'm about to play is actually the one that submitted the track, because I couldn't tell by how they submitted it. They gave me no information. So I'm guessing this is a band called Between Past and Present. They're out of Boise, Idaho.
And Mark doesn't even have legs, so this is really kind of a big deal.
Yeah. myspace.com/between past and present.
Don't talk about the war in front of Mark.
What?
Because of his legs.
Shut up. This is a song called 1111. You're listening to here on killradio.org. You're not making any sense to me at all.
It's part of my training.
Oh, good.
the screaming psychopathic word of new nonsense. Racing towards the blaming south, and we're running lovers by the pound. And we're picking up inside the path of dirt, nothing to be found. We're all disappearing in the mouth. Winter, extreme, yeah! We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're here. Killradio.org. Meow meow.
.org.
That was a band out of Portugal. I didn't find out where exactly Portugal, but they're called Umid. A song called It Came Up Gently. And then before that, again, we're going to guess that this is a band called Between Past and Present. They're out of Boise, Idaho. MySpace.com/Between Past and Present. Song was called 1111. I won't even give Umid's MySpace page. It's MySpace.com/Umid Band, and that's U, M as in Mary, EED BAND. And again, if you have any questions about any of the artists that we've played today or shall play, you can always instant message us here at the station.
I don't think, is the instant messenger on?
Yeah, no.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Running in the background.
It's running in the background.
It's jogging in place. We finally bought our tickets for Europe for our honeymoon.
Okay, where are you going?
So we're going to miss, you have, we're gonna miss 3 weeks of shows. We're going to...
When are you going? In May?
Going at the end of May. From May 20-something,
okay.
7th, I think, to June 19th.
Wow, that's right around the corner. God.
I know. It's insane. But I'm very much looking forward to it. We got a book.
Everyone's a book?
Got it. It says Go Europe on a shoestring budget.
Uh-huh.
And on a shoestring budget, we're going to try to hit London, Amsterdam, Berlin, Zurich, Paris... and Rome.
London, I hear, is expensive.
Well, we have a free place to stay in
okay,
London.
So that's
I have a friend
good.
Who lives there. We have a place to stay in Zurich because I have a friend who lives there. So we'll have to find hostels.
Paris, I did great. Paris was inexpensive. In terms of like eating and stuff, I did very well. I ate some white trash crepes, though.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, I went to this crepe place off the Champs-Élysées, and I was tired. I went to the Eiffel Tower that day and the Arc de Triomphe, and I go inside this place, and it's this one woman running the whole place, and she has a fur vest on. Dogs are running around all over the place. The restaurant is about the size of our studio here. Tables jammed together.
Wow.
And I order my crepe, and then she goes and makes it. I'm drinking a beer, and the beer was like, you know when you just have a beer and it just hits? Maybe because I was totally empty of any food or energy. I was like, kind of just hit the spot.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I hear this ding.
Oh, from the microwave?
Microwave. And then I see this big, huge tub. And I don't speak French, but it says this big, huge tub, like a giant butter tub, but it says fromage blanc, which means white cheese. And then I had it. She put it in front of me. I looked down and go, oh, my God, this is Trailer Park Crepes.
Awesome.
Total, like, Arkansas in Paris, man.
I want to open a microwave restaurant, like a TV dinner restaurant. And then you can just order from, you know, like, Hungry Man. And then they're like, turn the menu over and it has, like, Healthy Choice.
Stupid.
That'd be awesome.
No one would go.
I'd go.
Okay,
no, I guess
well.
It would have to be delivery, huh?
No. No, the only way that would work is if it was microwave. You prepared it microwave and you're just honest about
it. Do you ever see Better Off Dead? John Cusack, classic 80s movie.
A million years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a scene where he takes.
Is this
her
the
on non sequitur
thing?
No. There's a scene where he takes her on a date to the restaurant that he works at, and he serves her TV dinners because his mom can't cook. And it's a very romantic moment in the film. I laughed. I cried. I gave birth. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know what a look I'm doing right now. It could be a million of looks because I can't control my...
Whatever, I was born with this face. That's what...
My face muscles are kind of acting on their own today.
All right, let's go to more music then.
Please.
Because I'm tired of looking at your face, Mark. This is a band called Sonic Alliance. These guys are cool. They contacted me on MySpace. They're in Santa Rosa, California, and they are doing a synth pop act there. MySpace.com/Sonic Alliance. And I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. These are their original tracks. I actually did a remix for these artists, which you can hear on my page. This is the only plug I can
do today. Oh, wait. Now I know who they are. It was when we were driving over that interview. You played it for me, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Awesome.
Remix.
Cool.
But I'm not going to play the remix now. I'm going to play the originals. If you want to hear the remix I did, you can just go to my page, myspace.com/John Hirschfield Music. I think there's a link to it on the myspace.com/here_here MySpace. But anyway, MySpace, myspace.com/Sonic Alliance.
Fox.
You're listening
Fox,
to Sonic Alliance Fox, on Here
News
Here
Corp,
on
News
KillRadio.org.
Corp. News Corp.
Impact reached the point at last I see. Look round, feeling time, it all slows down. See what it's supposed to be. Cry now, doesn't matter how you glide. Stripped down and driven into the ground. You can always. Let's go.
Did you hear how he did that? He said, "As I slowly fade away,"
and then you faded us up.
No, he and the music was fading away slowly.
That's truth in advertising. I like
it. It really is. That was Sonic Alliance. MySpace.com/SonicAlliance. Check them out. They're cool. Out of Santa Rosa, California. Lots of music today on here on KillRadio.org.
So, do you feel like telling us about your weekend at all?
I didn't do anything this weekend that was really, aside from I went to the Oliver Future show at El Cid, which was nice, and that's it. It was mostly just a lot of, because Shannon was away on her bachelorette weekend, And mm-hmm. I just spent most of the time at home on the computer, being self-destructive. and now it's Monday again. Everything, it's like it didn't happen. Rented some video games.
Rented some, what did you rent?
I can't remember, let's see. Half-Life 2 and something called Far Cry. Basically just people running around
with guns,
hurting each other. Yeah. That's what I like.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice. I saw Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Have you seen that? I've never seen that before.
I don't think I have. I know it's a famous film.
It's total cheeseball. It's like the acting in it. Everyone is so happy and sincere, and then all of a sudden they get pissed off and go up yours, but they're smiling at the same time. It's weird.
I've had a lot of relationships like that.
Yeah. It's disturbing.
I saw Zodiac yesterday.
I'm still going to talk about Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, I thought you were done. Sorry.
No, I was, but I decided I could see your mind was already going to where you were going to go. I want to stop that from happening.
Okay.
No, I have nothing more to say. Go ahead. You saw Zodiac. Okay, so you got caught up in the media hype. Go ahead.
It was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah. It was all right. I mean, it's frustrating because it's a true story, so they can't just like solve
surprise
the fucking case already. You know?
Right.
So yeah, that was enjoyable. What else did I do this weekend? Oh, I ate an entire pizza by myself.
Did that affect your movie experience at all when you saw Zodiac? Did it?
Yeah.
Somehow I sensed that it did.
I was telling you before, I had an upset stomach during the 2.5-3 hour film.
Were these silent but deadlies?
No.
These were loud?
This was...
Did you have to keep moving seats?
THX quality sound.
Oh.
But...
How'd you muffle? Did you wait till someone's getting stabbed?
Without the Aromarama Dome. Huh?
Did you wait till someone's getting stabbed before, you know, it was loud and...
Yeah, I waited for, like, a stab in the music, you know, like, dun-dun-dun. That's great. That's great. We really graduated in
We're in first grade now. We're in first grade. You know how hard it's been for us to get into first grade?
You're such a poopy head.
Shut up.
Actually, can I tell you a true story about the stupid names that we call people? I think I might have told you this story already.
Probably.
Did I tell you the
gorilla
head story?
No.
It's one of my favorite stories.
Okay, go.
I had, when I was like 5 or 6 years old, yeah. I had this friend, and, you know, we would make fun of each other and call each other names.
Oh, I think he did tell me this one, but go ahead and tell me.
And I think I might have even told the story on the air like a year ago. But anyway, yeah, we'd call each other names, and, you know, like, names that don't mean anything. Like,
right. Yeah, we talked about
this.
I know where you're going with this, yeah.
And I called him Gorilla Head, and I got in really bad, like, trouble for it. I got brought to the principal. I got the pink slip, and I had, like, the principal say, like, I hope you understand why what you did was wrong. And I'm like, I just call him a name. What's going on? And then sometime, like, when I was in college, I realized that the problem was that my friend was black. And that was apparently an unintentional racial epithet.
Right. But I see that a lot, how we apply those kind of, those bullshit values, I guess. Not to say that, I guess, being... you know, I got my brain right now, just went flatline.
Because you're total racist.
Total. No, but I mean, no, applying the concepts like racism to kids, when they're not...
To a five-year-old, right?
And they're not caught up in all the bullcrap that we're caught up in, all our stupid social norms and what's polite and impolite and who's different and who's not, who's good, who's bad. Kids, it's not... It's an equal playing field.
How could I possibly know?
I did the same thing.
As a Jew, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd called him Schwarzahead or something, then that would have been different.
That would have been some profound...
profound racism.
From a five-year-old.
Why didn't you just say you heard these words from your mom or your daddy, and then you wouldn't have gotten in trouble?
It wasn't true. I guess.
I guess you'd known you could have got them in trouble.
It wouldn't have worked. Who knows what I was thinking.
No,
I made
that
a lot
kind
of mistakes
stuff
like that in my past. I continue to make mistakes like that. I might make one later today and have to call
it. I think I sense one coming on any second.
Why don't we play some music
before
I offend someone?
Oh, God. We're going
to
go
to the board.
You know what? I should have tried to look up the pronunciation of this city in Ireland. I think it's Drogheda. How would you pronounce that? It's probably... anyway.
No, I'd go with Drogheda.
I'm sure there's some... Remember, it's not English. It's like the...
It can't be Drogheda, because
that's too wonderful.
Too convenient.
That's too wonderful. So anyway, this is a band called Fraud out of Ireland. We'll just be polite and nice about it and just say they're out of Ireland. And this is a song called Twin State. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
It's all true.
Thank you. thought just slips from my head. We're just automatic friends. We're just automatic friends. We're just automatic friends. We're just automatic friends. Cause I know you, you get a kick out of that. We're just automatic friends. We're just automatic friends. We're just automatic friends. We're just
Welcome back. You're here. KillRadar.org. That was Hello Dragon.
Hello.
Hello. Out of Los Angeles. A song called Automatic Friends.
Man, we need to get a sound effects machine in here. That would be awesome.
Something I would constantly
bird noises.
I'd be pressing it every other word that I was saying.
That'd
hey,
be awesome.
Tweet, John.
Ding, ding.
Hey, John. Meow. It'd be stupid.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't then.
It'd get hucked out the window. I mean, if there was a little kid piano in here, I'd be like, ding, 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 ding.
Maybe one of our listeners will send us a sound effects machine. You know what? Our listeners
don't
need to send us more presents.
No.
Bands are cool. They send us music with stickers buttons and stuff.
Yes.
Just once, I'd like to receive something perishable.
Hello Dragon, their MySpace page is myspace.com/HelloDragonMusic. And then before that again was artist by the name of Fraud. And we're going to play another song by them next week. But that song was called
Twin
State.
You already
know
what you're going to play next week?
Yes. Fraud is out of Ireland, myspace.com/FraudTheBand. Thank you.
I'm going to play Triple Chicken Foot. That's the name of this band. Nice packaging. I love the cardstock fold over.
I do too.
I just think it's eco friendly.
It looks
clean.
And
at the same time, it's cool.
Yeah, it's never gonna go out of style.
Yeah. So yeah, this is artist a band called Triple Chicken Foot, an album called Meeting in the Air. And thank you for the stickers. And you can check them out, myspace.com/triplechickenfoot. And I can play a couple tracks for you. Aren't you lucky? Listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, where people send music and we play it.
No questions asked.
Hear, hear.
Nice. Who was that again?
That was Triple Chickenfoot.
Where are they from?
They are from the...
Where are they from?
The Traffic Belt.
Where's that?
Los Angeles.
Where in Los Angeles?
The Smog Belt. Los Angeles proper. Actual
Los Angeles
LA.
Proper, really? What's their zip code?
90026.
26, that's Hollywood.
Go ahead, ask me something else.
East Hollywood.
I know, that's LA.
Do they have a major street?
Union.
Union? They're in Union?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah. So that's...
That's like Echo Park. What?
They're part of the bike kitchen.
The bike kitchen.
Yeah, they're part of it. Like,
that area. Yes. Part of the bike kitchen.
What's that?
You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. And that's good.
Yes.
And that was Triple Chickenfoot.
MySpace.com. I like them. They're good.
Triple Chickenfoot. So check them out. They're local. They're probably playing sometime soon. Somewhere.
Right now.
Actually, they play every month. But they're not specific about where. They said they do parties, concerts, weddings, etc. So, cool.
They were fun. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Makes one to drink, even though I don't drink.
Hey, anymore. Can I do a little shout-out for my show? Because I have a lot of bands coming on.
Yes, John.
Okay. Here it goes. This week on Is Good, I'm actually interviewing...
Shout.
Hello. I'm actually interviewing... I don't want to raise my voice.
Shout it out.
No, I'm not going to do that. I didn't mean it literally.
Shout it out to your peeps, fool.
I'm interviewing several bands this week, and not just the usual Thursday show on Is Good, because there are a lot of bands that need to be interviewed, and right now the show is booked until mid to late April, so I want to make sure I get these artists in and don't say, hey, I really like your music. Why don't you come on the show in next summer? So tomorrow, doing a special edition show at noon with Carla Hassett, who is a Brazilian pop vocalist who's here locally, who's playing at Tangier this weekend. Mm-hmm. So that'll be good. I haven't actually had any of that style of music on the show yet. I'm excited to do that. She'll be doing a live performance on Is Good. And then Wednesday, I'm interviewing Mezcla. Again, Mezcla is a big supporter of Kill
yep.
Radio. Tribal electronica, Latin.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, kind of hard to describe. Really talented guys. I know they've opened for Ozo Motley and played a lot of cool venues. And I had them. They were actually one of the first artists that I interviewed when I started the show back in 2005. So a lot has happened to them since. And they're off to South by Southwest with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get them in here one more time. So that'll be Wednesday at noon on Is Good. Then Thursday for the regular show on Is Good, interviewing the Modus Vivendi Music Collective, which I've actually also interviewed before well over a year ago. And that includes Jesse Rogg and Sam Sparrow. And Sam performed at the Mint Show a couple mm-hmm, weeks ago, which mm-hmm. was very successful. And then they're off to the World Music Conference in Miami. So that'll be a cool show because we'll hear some trip-hop, some electronica, and stuff like that. And then Sunday, I'm interviewing an artist by the name of Alana Sweetwater, who is just very talented and is coming in on Sunday at 1:30 on a special Sunday edition of Is Good on killradio.org.
You're just taking over the airwaves here.
Sorry. Somebody's got to do it.
Well,
the waves are there.
Frankly, we have the open spots.
Exactly. So,
which brings up a point that I've been wanting to, you know, kind of thinking that we could promote, even though we haven't made it an official thing to promote.
That I need to do less.
No. That
less is more.
That Kill Radio has spots open for new DJs.
Oh, yeah. You should have a
but
show.
If you're,
you're funny. Your friends like you. You should
did,
have a show.
You did great in the school play.
You did.
You really did.
Sorry
so,
about that costume mishap.
So why don't you, if you're interested and you're listening, we're not going to give you the information now, but you can email either John or myself. You can email John at John, J-O-N, at killradio.org, or me, Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org, if you're interested in what it takes, and it doesn't take much.
Yeah, it's just like a sperm sample and a couple of meetings.
Right. And so. If you're a woman, it's more fun. To figure out what you're going to basically give. It's wide open for you.
No, it's a sperm sample for women, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Oh, where are you going to get it? Yeah.
See, they have... We had only one choice.
Yeah. Each other. All right. You're listening to Hear on killradio.org. And I do believe that was the gayest thing I've said.
I was just going to say that. That was awesome.
Do you have another set?
My plan is working, yes. This is a Los Angeles band called Evita Freaks, a song called Angry, myspace.com/EvitaFreaks. You're going to hear them now here on Hear, killradio.org.
Let's do this.
Welcome back.
You're here on killradio.org.
That was Rum Circus, a band that I'm happy to have to say that we've played before, and they hit us up again. This song called 4 Points on the Compass. They're out of London, myspace.com/rumcircus. So thank you very much. Ouch.
Sorry.
I'm trying to fix a computer and do the show at the same time and bumping you. So thank you very much. They were great. And then again, before that was Evita Freaks, losangelesmyspace.com/EvitaFreaks, song called Angry. John, do you have another set?
I do. I have 2 more CDs to play.
Wow.
This is a band called Delano Grove, and I have to read this thing from their one sheet because it's just so well put together. It cracks me up. Delano Grove is the kind of band that you can take home to mother. However, they're also the kind of band that will have sex with your mother while you're asleep in the next room.
Aw.
Sweet. Because behind Delano Grove's meticulously crafted, tunefully hyper-melodic veneer reminiscent of such bands as the Raconteurs, Oasis, and Ben Folds, there is a remorseless, heavy-hitting punch that characterizes them among modern legends like Nirvana, Coldplay, or Radiohead. Delano Grove has a certain quality that most of today's bands are missing. The ability to maintain a balance between sweetly melancholic harmonies and that dirty, nasty rock sound. So this is Delano Grove, people. They had some music featured on the soundtrack for Strangers with Candy, which is cool, and some other stuff. You're listening to here on killradio.org. This is Delano Grove. Yes. Listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That's Delano Grove. myspace.com/DelanoGrove. Delano Grove. You can also go to DelanoGrove.com to get more information on this band. Thank you for submitting all the way from New York. Yes? Yes, New York. Awesome. I have one more CD to play before we run out of time.
Wait, what? They have artwork on their envelope. Did you notice that?
They have artwork on their envelope. Oh, yeah, totally. It's like a stenciled
gramophone.
Awesome. I love creativity and packaging. Anyway, this is a...
You like my creativity and my packaging, don't you, John?
Ew.
What, yes or no? Ooh means yes in my world.
I know it does. This is a band called Kelly and David. And it's comprised of two people. You guessed it. A person named Kelly and another person named David.
Oh.
They have an album called As the Twilight Auguries. And I think I'm losing my voice. Can you hear that?
I think you're having a growth spurt. You're finally reaching
husky,
puberty.
Sexy woman voice.
Smoker.
Anyway, myspace.com/ Kelly, the letter N, David. Kelly and David. And that's how you can get more information on that band. And I think they recommended some tracks. This actually also came to us from Los Angeles, from the same location that brought us Triple Chicken Foot. And in the same package, I might add. And yes, so I'm going to try to play two tracks here. But they're not the first and second tracks. So I'm going to be cool and play the recommended tracks. All right, you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. You send it, we play it.
Devil is a fleeting man in my life. To describe the ways I find it charms me. A whole lot of sense would be to stay away. Easier said than done for me. Devil is a fleeting man in my life. Fleeting man in my life. A fleeting man in my life. And long.
hands. He can beguile when the devil takes up with his own.
Hello, Chocolate Brown.
Thank you for that, Mark. Why do I bring up your mic? I don't even know. But
why do you think you control the mics?
Because I'm sitting. Who's sitting in front of the board?
You are.
And who's straddling the computer?
I'm not straddling the computer anymore. I found a way to get it shoved in there. That's what we go through here at a nonprofit.
I swear you told me a story that ended that way once before.
Mm,
But enough about you finding ways to shove it in there.
Yes.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, David.
That was nice.
Of Kelly and David. That is actually really nice. And
where are they from again?
I just listened to this whole album. A little country off the West Coast known as Los Angeles.
Wow.
We listened to the tracks Mouse and The Ballad of John Ashley. And it's Kelly and David as the Twilight Auguries. And that's – I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. MySpace.com/KellyNDavid. Kelly, the letter N, and the word David, the name. So, yes. So you're listening to here on killradio.org. Thank you, Kelly and David. Delano Grove, The Rum Circus, Evita Freaks, Triple Chicken Foot, Hello Dragon, Fraud, Sonic Alliance, Umid, Between Past and Present, Pure Country Gold, Dixie Lizard, Common Blood, Angela Reed, Michael Knott, and Monk Turner for submitting to here on killradio.org so that we have content on our station.
No, thank you for giving us the opportunity to play you guys for all our listeners.
And that too.
Yep.
And once again, we have a little Kill Radio fundraiser coming up, which you should attend because the music will be good.
Yep.
The vibe will be good.
It's happening.
The entry fee is low.
It's March 18th. That's a Sunday. It's a early Sunday evening gig at the Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles.
A week from this Sunday.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's 2 weeks from this Sunday.
It's a week from this Sunday.
John, what was yesterday? What's today?
Sunday. No, you're right. It's 2 weeks.
God. I'm going to punch you when we're off the air.
Hello.
Anyway, it's 2 weeks from this yesterday, basically. It is seven bands
air.
For $5.
You want me to call
the
you
Renders, Foreign Keys, Skylar Stone Street, The Nuke, or The Nooch, Craig Lyons, Sarah Melson, and Happy Hands, Happy Feet. I believe I covered them all. It's a $5 donation to Kill Radio.
Yes.
The bands are supporting us once again.
Uh-huh.
And it's all acoustic. So it's a nice, lovely evening.
Yeah, so you'll come, you'll hang out, and there's swag. We have a lot of swag to wear
Yeah, there's going to be some raffles.
T-shirts, stickers, CDs.
Yep. So that's
Land
happening.
In Montana, tickets to the Lakers.
Shut up. luxury skybox.
Bail bonds.
For the Olympics. Bail bonds. So
Mary
that's
B.
happening.
Toklas brownies.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say about brownies?
Mary B. Toklas.
What does that mean?
It's code.
Oh, I like that. I want those. So that's happening in a little less than 2 weeks. 2 weeks from yesterday at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. Was a great little relatively new place. They just had their anniversary, and actually we're just about to have ours. So it's kind of.
Did you say anniversary?
No, would you shut up? And we're just gonna.
You didn't say, you said anniversary.
Great, thank you.
That's like a yearly college.
Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once and talk about this, so forgive me for not being perfect in my diction.
I will forgive you. And this
thank
is a
you.
New segment I'd like to call Nobody Cares About the News. I'm going to read you the headlines, and I'm not going to explain them. But if someone asks you what's going on in the world, just spout out any of these headlines that I got off the AP, off my phone, and you'll seem smart for about 30 seconds, and then distract them, throw dirt in their face or something. Lawmaker looks beyond Walter Reed fix. Suicide blast kills 28 in Baghdad market. Tests reveal blood clot in Cheney's leg. Coalition airstrike kills Afghan family. Economy worries may slow gas price rise. Police, Michigan man admitted killing wife. Scientists try to predict intentions. Radcliffe to reprise Harry Potter role. Dow ends down 64 after erratic session. You've been listening to here on killradio.org, the all submission show. In fact, the only submission show anywhere.
Truly
ever.
Submission.
Truly submission.
Because we don't filter.
We don't.
And that's actually, I think, the brilliance of the show, if I must say so myself.
That
we
and
don't
me.
We don't filter what we say. And we don't filter what we think, and we don't filter any of the bands. You submit it, we're at gunpoint, we must play it.
And iTunes lets us podcast anyway.
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing, that we actually got in.
Yes, very excited.
Are we done?
We're done. Enough.
All right.
Stick around. Something else is on next.